Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, JetBlue has the first scheduled flights to Cuba in more than 50 years, and the One World Observation Deck atop the World Trade Center is opening next week.
We have prizes to give away today. Tell us about your favorite trip with your mom and win prizes just for sharing. We'll be taking calls starting at about 3:15.
At 3:35, Gwen Duncan tells us the deal of the week is travel to Alaska.
And at 3:50, those who love to travel by RV are going to want to hear Mr. Motorhome. Going to join us, talk about some favorite open road destinations.
Finally, at 3:55, we save the best for last with a classic presentation from a Southwest flight attendant.
It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Northern California, and you're listening to a special Mother's Day edition. Happy Mom's Day, ladies. We are the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
You bet. It's the Mother's Day edition of the Travel Guys here on KFBK. We sure hope we have a couple of people still listening. I know moms and families got lots of things to do on this particular day.
We'll find out in about 15 minutes, I guess, when we try to give away some prizes. And if the phone lines don't light up, why, we'll sit here and talk to each other.
Well, we did this last year, and we did pretty well.
I thought so. We got some very nice stories, and we're just going to ask folks if they would like to share their favorite trip with their mom. Could be as a kid, could be as an adult, could be a family outing. Something that was memorable, call in. Of course, you're going to have to answer a couple of, you know, Travel Guys questions, some things we want to know.
Really?
About, yeah, what's your favorite, you know, hotel chain, what's your favorite airline, do you like to sit on a plane?
Okay, so they're not going to have to, like, study up.
No, they don't have to study up, but they have to be willing to give us a little bit of insight into mm-hmm. their travel habits and stuff like that, and tell us a nice story. And we've got some nice prizes here, some gift cards from Applebee's and Cheesecake Factory and Ruth Chris Steakhouse, so get some nice cards. You could take mom out to a nice lunch or something like that.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, thanks for joining us, folks. Let's do like we always do at the top of every Travel Guys radio show. Let's fire up the band and listen to some, latest travel news. Mark Hoffman. Mark, what you got for us?
Well, looks like air services started to expand a little bit here in Sacramento in the last few months. It's also expanding in Reno. They had their first international flight, but now they've hit a little bit of a glitch. London flights were going to come into Reno twice a week, charters with Thomas Cook Airlines from Great Britain, but they found that the time it will take to clear customs, there aren't enough customs people up there because the service is not needed apparently very often, and so this is an issue. So they have decided, Thomas Cook said they're not going to start the flights in December. So a step backwards for Reno, which recently had gotten Volaris flights to Mexico and also JetBlue flights to New York City. So, they're building that new Tesla plant up there in Reno. So that's probably going to mean some expanded economic opportunities.
I know the Sacramento market was, not altogether happy about that. We were hoping it would land somewhere a little closer to home.
Yeah, a little closer to home. But it'll be good for the folks in Reno. But anyway, at least for now, the London things have been, ideas have been scrapped for now until they can come up with basically the Thomas Cook people came over and looked at the facilities and how they were manned and said, it's going to take 3 hours for 300 people to clear customs here, and we can't, that's not going to work for us. So you get back to us when it's better. So we'll keep an eye on it, let you know. Sometimes we give TSA a bad time. Here's a nice story about TSA. Agent in Newark mm-hmm. found a watch that was left behind. It was a Cartier watch. It was a diamond-covered gold Cartier watch.
Wow.
I suppose that watch could have somehow found its way out of the airport, but it didn't. The TSA guy turned the watch in, actually kept it himself because it was after hours and there was nowhere to lock it up. So he took it himself and put it under lock and key, and the next morning turned it in, and the watch was worth over $100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and it did get back to the owner. No word here whether the owner bestowed anything upon the TSA guy for getting it back to him, but that's nice, if you lost a watch like that and you could get it back. Hey, speaking of New York City, news from New York City, the new observation tower atop the new World Trade Center in New York City mm-hmm. opens to the media next week. and then opens to the public at the end of the month. You can get advance tickets online. It's going to cost you between $26 and $32, depending on your age, to get up to the top of the World Trade Center. They are time-dated tickets, so you will be able to buy a ticket and know that you'll be able to not have to wait in line too terribly long.
Now, is that something you would do? Yeah, and they've got, there's this, and I'm sure it's probably not nearly as frightening as like the glass bottomed whatever
the Grand Canyon
Canyon thing. Did you go for that kind of stuff?
At $32 for adults to go up to the top. I'm not a good height guy. I don't do well on heights, on standing on ledges and looking down and stuff like that. So I'm sure I'll end up there with the tour group at some point in time. But interestingly enough, Tom, they have a number of skip the line priority options, which depending on whether they're weekday or weekend, costs you anywhere from about $40 to about $90. Either pick a time and a date and you can skip the line and you'll walk right to the front if you arrive at that time, or if you want to pay even more money, you can skip the line and not tell them when you're coming, but just show up whenever it's convenient for you. And because you've paid that money and have that ticket, you can get to the front of the line. You're going to see a lot more of that, I predict, because the airlines kind of sort of started it with the Economy Plus seating, and the theme parks now have, you know, get in an hour early and stuff like
Absolutely.
That. So that's what's going to happen.
Time is money.
Time is money.
People are willing to pay for it.
You betcha. More airline news here. JetBlue in the news in a couple of other places. They are starting the first service to Havana from New York City. There's going to be a flight every Friday starting on July the 3rd. You don't book it through JetBlue. You still book it through a Cuba travel service, but American airplanes, JetBlue airplanes, flying to Havana once a week. It's not going to be too long until there's going to be regular service to that country. I predict things are moving really fast. And JetBlue announced that they are going to stream Amazon Prime Video on their flights. You know, they have the TV sets on the back of the screens that are very popular with JetBlue passengers. So you're going to be able to get Amazon Prime Video, and it is going to be for free on the airplane.
I was watching TV the other night. I think it was a United Airlines ad. Mm-hmm. And the ad wasn't about flying. Mm-hmm. It was about all the things that you get to do while you're flying. All of the, you know, free Wi-Fi so that you can watch your movie and you can text and you can, it's all about distractions. It's all about, you know, what can we do to provide service to distract you from how uncomfortable you are.
Absolutely.
And how much you paid for that.
And you know, that's a strategy now. That's they sit around and talk about this as a strategy about how they're going to have, someday you're going to be able to put on this virtual reality thing when you get on the airplane. You're going to forget that you're ever on the airplane because you're going to go off to someplace else. And but wouldn't that be embarrassing to have a product that was so bad that you had to distract people? Anyway. Okay, some more airline news here quickly. Award discounts for AA Advantage credit card holders. That includes the old U.S. Airways. You've all now been molded into one American credit card. You can get about 15 to 30% off on selected award destinations. So you go to AA.com to check it out, and maybe you'll get lucky and not have to pay as many points as you thought you were going to have to pay. Also, American Airlines is giving their lounges a makeover following Delta and United in saying that. So look for the prices to go up there. Another piece of American Airlines news, you know, we talked about getting left behind in the Houston airport. We had some elderly passengers from Sports Leisure Vacations that got left behind. Almost happened again last week. Maybe we'll talk about that if we get time. American Airlines has apologized for denying a cancer patient a wheelchair on a flight from San Diego to Dallas. Lady was checking in San Diego. She had undergone treatment for leukemia in San Diego, returned to the airport for the flight back home. She wasn't in very good shape. She was weak and in a lot of pain. She requested a wheelchair from the American Airlines agent at check-in, and to her surprise, she told ABC News, the response was, "Oh, you look fine to me."
Boo.
And she said she didn't know how to take it, but she informed the agent she was returning from cancer treatment and needed help. But not even that was enough to soften a heart that was clearly two sizes too small, and no wheelchair arrived for her.
Yeah.
Perhaps more shocking is when the event was repeated upon arrival in Dallas. The American Airlines gate agent said, "Well, we don't have a wheelchair for you. You're not on the list."
No.
So the gate agent in San Diego had decided that the lady was healthy and didn't need assistance.
You look fine to me.
A pox on her house for sure.
That's horrible.
That's just horrible. It is horrible. Lawsuit. United Airlines. You get on, you pay your $7 for the Wi-Fi, and it doesn't work. Well, this lady bought the Wi-Fi out of New York. She was flying to Puerto Rico. Of course, it doesn't work over water.
Right.
So about 10 minutes out of New York, it shut down, and then she didn't get her Wi-Fi, and United didn't tell her not to buy it because it was going over water. So she figures that for her $7 worth of Wi-Fi, she's suing the airline for $5 million. Class action suit. I'd be happy to join her if she'd like. I'd be happy to get my $7 back from the time it didn't work. And here's a note about airfares. They say, well, you know, airfares seem to be higher than ever. But the reality is that adjusted for inflation to the year 2000, airfares are 16% lower than they were 15 years ago. Adjusted, and inflation hasn't been that much. So there you go. Airline airfares, being miserable on the airplane is a bargain. And finally, Disneyland's 60th celebration is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I propose that we do a Travel Guys listener trip in the fall and go to Disneyland. You love to go to Disneyland. I love to go.
I'm in.
Disneyland opened a month and a couple days after I was born in 1955. And so I just thought that would be fun. Anyway, that's your travel news for today. And when we come back from this break, we're going to give away some prizes. You can line up on the phone right now at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. This is the deal. Before you grab the phone and dial,
Here's the deal.
We want to hear about your trip with your mom. If you don't have a good story, do not pick up the phone, because no prizes for people with dog meat stories. So you got to have a good story about a travel with your mom.
He didn't really mean the dog meat
either,
remark.
Either if when kinda you were a kid, cool. You know, maybe someplace Jeez. You took mom. 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We'll take three or four calls after the break, and we have $50 gift cards from Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, and Ruth Chris to share with you from the Travel Guys as a Mother's Day present. All right, welcome back to the Travel Guys. It's Mother's Day in Sacramento and all over the planet. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano here with you, and we are about to give away some prizes. So this is the deal. We're looking for folks who have a story about travel with their mom. Now, here is also the deal. You can't have won a prize on the Travel Guys show this year. So if you've already won a prize this year, you can't win another prize this year until we get past the middle of the year. And then we reset things. So anyways, we want to hear about your trip with your mom. You had any good trips with your mom, Mr. Romano?
You know, you were talking about Disneyland. And I have to say, you know, I'm just a little older than you. And Disneyland had been open for just a couple of years when my mom and my dad, and actually, as a, you know, the whole family kind of deal. And my mom was really kind of the instigator, because we always used to watch The Wonderful World of Color every Sunday.
Yeah.
And we saw them actually create Disneyland right in front of you on TV every Sunday. And so, you know, that was a big one. And then
did you drive from Modesto?
Oh, yes, we did. We had family in Southern California, my mom's family mostly. And so we would load up the old Plymouth, you know, and back in the days when there were no seat belts. And so my dad would create in the back seat. My dad and mom would create in the back seat, literally like a giant bed. And they would leave in the middle of the night from Modesto, and we would drive overnight while it was still cool, because we would travel in the summertime.
Yeah.
And you could make it down there when without air conditioning in the evening. And, I mean, by today's standards, my folks would go to jail for traveling with children unrestrained, sleeping.
Right.
But anyway, we had a great time. And you know, mom had to put up with my brother and I, and we were boys, and we were always a handful.
Let's get some stories from some listeners here. Some mothers, some traveling stories with mom on Mother's Day. We've got, looks like Lorna here on line one. Lorna, share a story with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. My mom and I, and of course, daddy and my husband and little boy, went to Hawaii one year, and we left Sacramento and went to San Francisco, of course. It was years ago. But they upgraded us to first class. Uh-huh. And my mom, she's so funny, she just had a ball in first class. You know? She felt like the Queen of England.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, had you ever flown in first class before?
Never.
And never after that?
Oh, yeah, after that. That was great.
Yeah, because once Mom got a taste of first class, why, then she thought maybe that was the place to live, huh?
Oh, exactly, yeah. She would take the towels and wipe herself and, you know, the whole thing. You know, she was just a character.
That's great. How long ago was that, Lorna?
Oh, I hate to say 40 years ago.
Yeah. So Mama's passed on now.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Well,
I just never forget that, because that first class from San Francisco to Hawaii was something else.
Mom awesome. Over the ocean in first class. Great.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lorna. Hey, hold
Thank
on.
You.
Okay. All right. I have to hold on the line there, and we'll make sure that we've got all of your info and stuff. Nancy is on line two and has a Mother's Day travel story with Mom. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there.
Share your story with us, please.
Well, I was thinking about a few things, and you took my story, the station wagon. Exactly the same. It was, you know, Mom and brother-in-law, sister, and my nephew, which is about my age.
You guys were traveling in style. You had a station wagon, man.
Oh, you didn't have a station wagon.
No, we just had a four-door sedan. We tried to turn it into a
station
wagon.
Nancy, did you ever have an argument in your family? Because in Jack Gallagher's family, they always had an argument about who had to sit on the hump seat. You know, the seat in the middle in the back?
No, it was a lay-down station wagon.
Oh, okay. So you guys could terrorize in the back. Where were you headed?
Back to Iowa.
Oh, my goodness. From California?
From California.
How long
we
did
we got to see? Well, I don't know, because we were young, and we went to sleep, and we'd wake up and eat and go back to sleep, and, you know.
I'm willing to bet your parents had a little different version of that story, of the waking up and sleeping part. But
right.
How many kids?
Just the two. I'm a baby, and my nephew's my age, so my sister is older, and so that was the travel. No other kids, just my nephew.
Wow.
Was there a lot of that? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Yeah.
Yes, and we played the little games where you open the little windows when you see a railroad crossing.
Yes. Those of us who are the same age now, anybody who's under like 35, they play those games on their phone, I'm guessing.
Right. And then I was so sad that I thought the country music radio station, when it started to go away and go out, but then they have another one. We didn't realize that they just keep coming in different towns, the country radio stations. Oh, no.
Going across to Iowa. Thank you, Nancy. Hang on the line there. And I think probably that our operation, our board op here, is going to get some information from you. Mickey and Sacramento, we're sharing Mother's Day stories here, Mother's travel stories here on the Travel Guys. What do you got for us, Mickey?
Hi. This was about 8 years ago. My mom and I took a winter vacation, and we went to Canada to Penticton and saw World Cup downhill skiing. My niece was on the World Cup team for Canada, so
wow.
We went to watch her ski, and then we went to Calgary right after and watched World Cup ice skating, and it was just... It was just fun when we were there skiing in Penticton. She was in a walker, in a wheelchair, and they brought down the big snow cat from the hill, hoisted her in the snow cat, and took her up to the top of the hill. She thought that was great.
Wow.
That's a great story. It was a World Cup whirlwind vacation.
It was. It was fun. And then ice skating in Calgary, we would go watch the ice skating, come home at night, watch it on TV, exactly what we had just seen, and then in the morning we'd get the newspaper and read all about what we had seen the night before.
Wow. And how many years ago was that, Mickey?
8 years.
About 8 years?
Eight or 9 years ago, yeah.
Wow. So she's
96.
Your mom is 96 and still with us?
Right now, yeah. I just came from a nice brunch with her.
Well, congratulations. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us. Hang on the line here, and Luis will come back to you. And let's get one more here if we can,
Tom.
Yeah,
we have John. We've got one guy for the afternoon. John, welcome to the Travel Guys. And thanks for coming on board to share your mother's trip with us. What do you have?
Well, we're going back east to see some relatives. And my mom has a little bit of dementia. Flight was going to leave in about an hour and a half. and the restroom was just right next to our gate. So I said, Mom, here's the restroom. When you come out, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be looking down, and pretty soon a few minutes went by, and a few more went by, and I thought to myself, uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
And I tore that place. I went up one side and down with the other. She had got on the wrong plane.
Oh, no.
On the wrong plane, and pretty soon I could hear over the loudspeaker, Johnny, your mom's looking for you. Johnny, your mom's looking for you. And talk about, you know, when your kid's missing, it's one thing. When your mom's missing, it's a whole different ballgame. Oh,
yeah, it is. I'm glad that. Where were you headed?
We were headed back to Denver.
Ah, okay.
Now, the plane hadn't taken
she
off.
She wasn't. She was headed to Minnesota.
Okay.
Was she actually on the plane?
She had gone down the ramp, and when she went there, the girl said, what seat are you in? And she didn't know, and that's when they realized, oh, okay, uh-oh.
Yeah, so the story has a happy ending. You got Mom back and all got on your way.
Didn't get her back. Never found her again.
Oh, John!
I'm kidding.
That's a neat story. I mean, it's a neat story bit that you would, you know, even though Mom had some dementia issues and stuff, why you tackled it anyway and took her out on the road. So,
yeah, we kind of take turns in the Sif family taking her places. Yeah.
I understand there are probably more than one person listening to this radio program right now who is in that very same boat. So, Those of us in the boomer group are taking care of our parents because they're living a lot longer than parents used to live. So it's our job. Thanks, John. Appreciate your call. Hang on for a minute there, and Luis will make sure you got all the information. So that's four pretty good stories.
They were all great.
We kind of make this a little of an annual thing of talking to folks about traveling with Mom on Mother's Day. When we come back, the second half of the program, let's see, what have we got? We've got Gwen Duncan with Alaska. You've got an interview with Mr. Motorhome.
I do. I'm Mr. Motorhome coming up at about 3:50.
We're going to talk. We've got a Southwest flight attendant's cute spiel that we want to share with you and save the best for last. So we got a great program still. Half of it still to go here. We are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, and we'll be right back after the news on KFBK.
If you ever plan to move. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Saying that to me for a minute.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there listening. It's the Mother's Day edition.
If you were a mom, you are a mom. You might be a mom.
That's
you know?
Right. You know, I mean, my daughter is both my daughters. They don't know. I'm not a grandfather yet, but they have small dogs. And so they consider themselves parents of small dogs. And
yeah, like many people.
And, yeah. And then the husbands will award the with Mother's Day gifts from the dogs. It's just out of control.
I'm going out to have dinner with my mom after the radio show here.
Awesome. Good for you.
Sister's coming over. She's making a meatloaf. That's what Mom wanted.
Oh, wonderful.
So we said, Mom, do you want to go out?
You?
Mom said, you know, just if we could have a nice dinner here at the house and maybe we could have, you know, Mom's meatloaf. And I said, boy, that'll get me there for sure.
Absolutely.
Take any. You have to ask me twice. So, yeah, well, it's without your mom, you're not going very far in life. My mom raised three kids by herself in Sacramento and did a pretty good job of it. So I'm very grateful to all of the times that she was there for me. So it's not that tough to go and spend a Sunday afternoon.
I need to come with you. I need to talk to your mom about a few anomalies in your personality and behavior that I'm concerned about.
I have to keep you away from my mother, I think, for sure. She started talking to you, we would be in trouble. Let's talk to Gwen Duncan here on the Travel Guys and see what she has to say. Happy Mother's Day to you, Gwen.
Thank you, guys.
I confess, we've known each other for a while now, but we haven't really talked family stuff. Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I've got a 46 and a 48-year-old as a son and daughter.
Boy, for a minute I thought you were going to say you had 46 children.
No, I don't have kids, no. No, but they're not kids anymore. And I've got three grandkids.
Yeah, yeah.
They're 12, 17, and 20.
I see.
And they let you away from Mother's Day activities long enough to call in on the Travel Guys. That's
they
nice.
They sure did.
Wow. You are a dedicated reporter for sure. Well, happy Mother's Day to you,
Thank
Gwen.
You.
I hope that you have a nice day. And you've got something to talk to us about Alaska today.
Yes. This is the Alaska season now, May to September. And there are a lot of different ways you can approach Alaska travel. A lot of people generally first thing they think of is a cruise, but I know there are a number of people and a growing number of people who want to do more with the land and see more of the wildlife. So I looked over to see all the different modes and what some of the deals were that were out there. But before someone considers going to Alaska, and I'd mentioned this to you, Mark, that the people have to ask themselves why they're going, because there's so many different ways to approach Alaska. If you want to see the glaciers, if you want to see the culture, if you want to see the animals.
You want to be trapped on a cruise ship for a week?
Yeah, that's the truth. And but you can do a cruise tour, but they could be kind of pricey. An inside cabin for an 11-day cruise would run somewhere between $3,100 and $3,700 per person. There's some deals out there, but that gives you a rough, you know, first blush pricing.
Well, Alaska has never been an expensive destination. I mean, it's always been cost more to go to Alaska because products and goods and stuff. I mean, obviously the ship loads that stuff in Seattle, but still, or Vancouver, but still, things up in the Alaska neighborhood are more expensive. You know, we did, Tom, for the first time this year, Sports Leisure Vacations did an Aurora Borealis trip. Scott Angeletti took up in April, and they had just a great time. We took 20 people. Trip sold out just literally very quickly, and he's going to offer that again next year. So when Gwen says there are lots of ways, of course, you wouldn't go in the summer to see the Northern Lights. That's something that you've got to go in the spring or the fall or the winter. But there are a lot of different ways you can go up. You can do Anchorage, Fairbanks. You can do mainland Alaska. Another great way, Gwen, to see the Alaska that we used to take folks up is to ride the ferry boat. Go up to Bellingham, get on the ferry boat, and, you know, sometimes it runs on time and sometimes it doesn't, but it's kind of like, the ferry boat is kind of like Amtrak on the water.
Yes.
Let me ask both of you, Gwen and Mark, if you're going to go to Alaska, you talk, Gwen, about all the different things that you could do.
Uh-huh.
The question you ask yourself is why am I going to go? What would you, how would you prioritize what you think you should see first in traveling to Alaska?
Oh, that is depending on how they answer. If they want to see wildlife, I would have them do the wilderness. Instead of doing a cruise, mm-hmm. instead of doing a glacier run.
Go up to Denali National Park and spend more time up there, absolutely.
Yeah, go into the Yukon, you know?
Yep.
That'd be the first thing. So the more they know what they want to do, you know, the average person who wants to go to Alaska, they're most of them are more mature. And they have worked probably 2 years in planning their Alaska trip. And knowing that, then they've got a pretty good idea what really whets their appetite. And after they've done their homework and made that decision, it's a really good idea to get with an Alaska specialist and hone in the itinerary. And don't go just because you see a cheap deal somewhere, because you can go by rail and spend time at the lodges. I mean, there's so many fun things that you can do. I am going to be posting all kinds of deals that are still there for 2015 on my website.
Okay, that's great. And the other thing is that you mentioned that Tom, you and Tom there went in a great direction with what you were just talking about. And I will just tell you that Alaska pricing varies a lot.
Yes.
So if and especially if you can go at the last minute, and especially if you can go towards the beginning, which is now, or the end of the season. I always people to look for the shoulder seasons in Alaska, particularly at the beginning. We might be almost a little bit late for the beginning of the season now, but because people are fresher at the beginning of the season in a seasonal destination.
Yes,
if you go at
right.
the end of a 3 month season, those people are exhausted. They've worked hard. They've dealt with all kinds of situations. They've either made their money or they haven't, but either way, they're just waiting for it to be over.
And you're absolutely right. Now, one of the things that a lot of people are choosing to drive or rent a motorhome or something like this, they've got to be very careful, and they should really check with the tourism board or whatever so that they are well prepared. The roads aren't the best there, especially earlier in the season, because they've been dealing with the weather issues, you know, through the winter.
Yep.
And a lot of the rental agencies are be a little bit restrictive on where you can drive until the road work is.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But we have Mr. Motorhome coming up later on in this very half hour
we
to
do.
Talk about places that you can go in a motorhome. Gwen, Thank you so much. Alaska is the destination. Gwen, your website again is?
GoCYTravel.com.
And if you get in touch with Gwen, why, she will fix you up and head you in the right direction. But very valid point. If you're going to Alaska, you need to know what you want. And also, the other thing is, if you go to Alaska on a cruise ship or you go up there for 7 or 10 days and the weather goes bad on you, you know, that Alaska weather is really unpredictable. So for the coastal areas, the best weather is May and September. So if you're doing a cruise on the coast, think about those shoulder seasons. If you're going into the mainland, know that in the summertime, Alaska can be warm.
It's not unusual
for Fairbanks to hit 90 degrees in the middle of the summer. So very important to know what you want. Gwen Duncan from CY Travel, thank you. Cordially yours, Travel. Appreciate having you on, Gwen.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your meeting, okay?
Thank you. A good rest of our meeting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gwen, that's
what happens when you...
She was trying to do two things at once there, I'm suspecting. Yeah, that's Alaska. What a great destination. You know, I just brought some Sports Leisure Travelers last week from a mystery tour. We went out for 6 days.
You did, yes. And
almost had another catastrophe in the Houston airport. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about your mystery tour.
Well, you know, folks always wonder, where do you go on mystery tours? So this one flew to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent a night in the Kansas City area.
You were somewhere near something about Jesse James.
Yeah, this was kind of a history-based tour. So we went to a place called Lecompton, Kansas. Very historic site. Many years ago, they wrote what was called the Lecompton Constitution when Kansas was coming into the Union as a was joining as a territory first. And this was around the beginning of the Civil War, and there was a lot of discussion about Kansas being a free or a slave state. And so this Constitution was written, which split the Democratic Party for or against, which allowed Abraham Lincoln to be elected president with only about 42% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of an interesting sidebar story there. Abraham Lincoln probably doesn't get elected unless these people in Kansas had gone somewhat nuts.
Right.
And so they wrote the Constitution to be a slave territory. They didn't want to be. Frank James, Jesse James' older brother, got mm-hmm. into it. A lot, you know, in the South there, you were on one side or another. When the war was over, you didn't necessarily go over to the winning side. So in some cases, some folks kept rabble-rousing, and the James brothers were a part of that. And a lot of the bank robbing that they did was they targeted Union targets because mm-hmm. they were Southern sympathizers, and they, even after the war, and they went after some of the Union holdings and stuff like that. So it was very interesting to learn all this stuff. Lecompton, Missouri City, all these historic sites with local people doing these living history reenactments for us that
awesome.
Were just fascinating. I mean, really interesting. We stayed in the Elms Hotel in Excelsior Springs, Missouri, which is a wonderful little spot, historic hotel. And then we went to Columbia, home of the University of Missouri, stayed in the Tiger Hotel for a couple of nights there, took a tour of the campus, went to Fulton, Missouri, where the Winston Churchill Museum is. Strange that the Winston Churchill Museum would be in a rural town
Honestly.
In the middle of Missouri, but that's where it is. And great story there. Some really nice, friendly folks. We dodged the bad weather by and large. So had a really interesting trip, but that's... To give you an idea, that's where this particular mystery trip went. A night in Kansas City, a couple nights in Excelsior Springs, and a couple nights in Columbia, Missouri.
Now, I would imagine your folks that went on this just soaked up just so much information, so much history, that they just couldn't get anywhere else.
Well, we did. We tell folks. We give them a general idea of climate and stuff like that and weather. And then we give them a kind of a thematic idea, so they knew that this trip was going to have a lot of history on it. And we did a lot of, you know, kind of Wild West and Civil War history. And then we World War II, and we ended at the World War I Museum in Kansas City.
Do you find that those that like to go on your mystery trips, those that have gone before to on one of them, are the same folks that like to sign up for the others? They tend to
be people who think they've been... They're more experienced travelers, mm-hmm. folks that either like off the beaten track or kind of think they've been to most places, and they are trusting that we will find some things that will be off the beaten track that they haven't been to. And I'm guessing we probably hit it pretty well on this particular trip. We had a pretty solid itinerary and a lot of fun. We do the mystery tours 3 or 4 times a year, and they are very popular. They generally sell out well in advance. And I don't know about you, I would have a hard time giving somebody a huge chunk of my money and say, here, just, you know, do right by me. But they're very popular, and it's a great compliment when your customers will give you a large chunk of their money and say, here, take me someplace wonderful and trust that you will do so.
You're listening to the Travel Guys on KFBK. By the way, if you go to travelguysradio.com, there you'll find, links to all the stuff that we're talking about on the program. You'll also find our past radio programs if you'd like to revisit one of those. And you're going to find a link to the guy that we're going to be talking to next, to his little business out in Elk Grove. Somewhat of a local icon in a lot of ways. It goes by the name Mr. Motorhome. Lon Lundgren's his real name. And so Lon and I sat down for a little talk about, knowing that, Mark, that you are an open roader, I thought that this would be perfect for our show.
We have Lon, and we also have Save the Best for Last, the Sports Leisure Vacations Winner of the Week, and some other little wrap-up goodies here as the Travel Guys radio show rolls on to a finish on Mother's Day on KFBK.
Hi there, this is Tom and Mark. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and we talk a lot about traveling the open road. Mark and Sports Leisure Vacations takes people on the open road all over this fine country, and made me think about my buddy Lon Lundgren and Mr. Motorhome and how many people he's put in the open road over the years. And of course, California is, you hit the freeways and you're looking around, you see lots and lots of RVs and motorhomes. So I thought I'd bring on the expert for open road motorhoming, and that would be Mr. Motorhome. Hello there, Lon. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Well, my pleasure to be on the show, Tom. I appreciate the invite. And, of course, 38 years in the RV business, I've seen it all from start to finish.
What's your favorite open road destination?
Well, of course, in the wintertime, we actually have a sales lot down in Arizona, and it caters a lot to the snowbirds. Everybody across the nation, whether it's eastern United States or up in Canada, in the wintertime where there's snow, everybody wants out. And, of course, there's no better place to go than Arizona. The winters there are absolutely gorgeous.
Thus the name, the snowbirds, as they fly from the snow?
They fly from the snow, and they go and they travel, and they enjoy themselves.
So you're going to hit the open road in your motorhome. What kind of pre-planning would you recommend that people do before they hit the road?
Well, the first thing you do is check the campground guides. One of the best is Woodall's, and it has almost every campground in the United States listed. And just kind of map out where you're going to go, and then go look in the guide and see what campgrounds are available. Believe it or not, it's extremely inexpensive to travel. Depending on where you stay, generally it's anywhere from $15 to $45 a night. Some of the parks are absolutely fabulous. They're right on the ocean. You can camp, look out, see the view, and of course you have full hookups, which are sewer, water, electric. You just plug in, you have all the comforts of home wherever you are.
Now, this coming year is National Park Centennial, and for next year, do you see that as being a really busy time?
Well, a lot of people go through their lifetime and never even visit a national park, and folks, I'm going to tell you, it's unbelievable. I've been to Yosemite, Yellowstone, and to go and take your RV there and be able to park and look at all the wonders, it's incredible. If you haven't been to Yosemite, which is just a short jaunt from Sacramento, you got to go down and see it. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth, and it's very visitor-friendly. They have a lot of spaces to park. It's wonderful.
Listening to the Travel Guys on KFBK, Mark and Tom with you, and our special guest today, Lon Lundgren, known as Mr. Motorhome for nearly 40 years in Sacramento. Now, over the years, roads have been, pretty well beat up and across this country. Have you noticed that, Lon? How's that affected the travel from the open road?
Well, I don't think anybody will argue that's traveled on the highways in California. Our freeways are terrible, and they need to do something. There's potholes all over the place. It's amazing when you cross the state lines, you can tell which states take care of their freeways and which don't. The minute you cross the California border into Arizona, the freeways are fabulous. The highways are nice and smooth, no big potholes. The minute you get into California, something has to be done.
Over the years, motorhome travel, a lot of people think of motorhomes, and they think of that's what they do when they retire. And you got a lot of folks that are retired, maybe even in their 70s and 80s, out hitting the open road. But over the years, that's kind of changed. Tell me a little bit about how you've seen things change and the demographics of those that are now buying motorhomes and hitting the open road.
Well, of course, you do have the older folks that are retired. They come and they want to travel across the United States. And, you know, you can live in an RV nowadays in comfort. They have everything you have at your home, satellite, TVs, slide outs. It gives you all the room. They're fabulous. But, of course, a lot of the younger people are getting in there. There's no better way to bond with your family than to take a trip in an RV.
You know, a lot of people will argue, well, my gosh, with the cost of gas and so forth, is owning a motorhome versus going and staying in lodging and so forth affordable? And I think you guys have done the math on that and explain, you know, how there's a value in a motorhome versus, you know, staying overnight in multiple places, especially if you're taking a long trip.
It's the experience and getting not only to your destination, but along the way. And when you're in an RV, you're traveling down the coast. If you want to stop for, you know, a day and just stop right there, you can do it. The options are limitless what you can do. It gives you just that extra edge that you can do whatever you want, and it gives you a lot of extra freedom.
Agreed. You know, the open road is still my favorite way of traveling. And Mark, when he takes his travelers for sports leisure vacations all across the country, their open road experiences, they do Route 66 and they do the Lincoln Highway. Those are some of their you know, most exciting trips. It's off the beaten path. Lon, one last time, tell folks where they can find you and Mr. Motorhome. Got a new location over the last year, don't you?
Well, yes, I'm in Elk Grove, Highway 99 and Elk Grove Boulevard.
Thanks, Lon, for spending some time with the Travel Guys. Go hit the open road, would you?
Hey, I'm ready.
All right, we are the Travel Guys here on KFBK. More to come.
Hey, and more to come is us right now. And a Mother's Day winding up here. Let's see. The Sports Leisure Vacations travel card jackpot was up to $400 last week.
Yes, and do we?
And Diane Cummings was our winner last week.
Right.
She called in, broke everybody's heart because now it's back to $100. But our winner this week is Jess Mills. Jess went to Bodega Bay with Sports Leisure Vacations a couple weeks ago. Jess, call the office Monday or Tuesday, and you will win a $100 travel card. If Jess doesn't call, why then the jackpot will be $200 next week. If you're a Sports Leisure Travel Club member, your next newsletter goes to press on Tuesday. It will be out in about 10 days. And we have our Magic Bus listener trip coming up pretty soon.
Going to do that.
Yes, June the 23rd. It's going to be on a weekday this time. So for all of those of you who lived through the 60s and can remember that you were there, or if you were like me, you were kind of a marginal 60s person, why then you came along towards the end of the decade, why you will not want to miss. We're going to, in a couple weeks, we're going to give away tickets for folks to ride with us on the Magic Bus. Maybe we'll start doing that next week.
Yeah, well, you know, we might want to revisit one of our interview with, Gabe?
Gabe, yeah. Yeah, that might be fun. Or getting back on and just get an update. Really, the Magic Bus is a trip back to the 60s in San Francisco with the Travel Guys, so we will talk about that next week.
Mark, I saw that you're going to be speaking, a little speaking engagement out in Rancho.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, on Thursday evening at 7 or 7:30, something like that, at City Hall, in the City Hall building there in Rancho, I'm going to be speaking about the old Lincoln Highway. They asked me to come. They're going to be putting up some historic signs along Folsom Boulevard at some point soon, designating that route as the historic Lincoln Highway, and they have asked me to come out and help create a little interest in that. So, yeah, Thursday evening, if you are in the Rancho Cordova area, would love to have you. Also, we get to save the best for last here. You know how the Southwest people love to have fun on a plane and with a safety demonstration. If you go to travelguysradio.com, we've got this entire thing. This is one of the better ones, I think. This nice lady did. Let's give a little bit here of Southwest Airlines.
Have your attention for just a few moments. My ex-husband, my new boyfriend, and their divorced attorney are going to show you the safety features of Boeing 737-800 series. It's been a long day for me. To properly fasten your seatbelt, slide the flat into the buckle. To release, lift up on the buckle. Position your seatbelt tight and low across your hips like my grandmother wears her support bra. If you get mad, you want to take your toys and go home. There's 8 ways to get there. 2 forward exit doors, 2 wing window exits, 2 rear exit doors, signs overhead, disco lights on the floor, lead each exit. Everybody gets a door prize in the seat back pocket in front of you, along with dirty diapers, chewing gum wrappers, banana peels, and all the other gifts you leave for us. It's a safety information card.
So that's the beginning, and you can hear the whole thing. It's about 3 minutes, and it's really as funny as any introduction. Southwest says, as long as all the safety and regulatory requirements are met, our flight attendants are encouraged to make onboard safety briefings engaging through the use of humor, song, or other individual twists. That's a good one.
And if all goes well, next Sunday on the Travel Guys, John Wheat, the director for the Sacramento International Airport, joins us. We're going to talk about what's new at SMF.
See you next Sunday on the Travel Guys. Happy Mother's Day.